know why. I mean, this topic is may have been a topic that I've spoken about in the past. A number of years ago, there was a guy that went on eBay and decided to auction off all of his mitzvos. Apparently, the fellow was no longer interested in keeping his mitzvos, and he figured that there might be some people who are willing to pay for his mitzvos. So he decided he was going to sell all of the schar of all the mitzvos. And we know the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin tells us that Kapela Chariman Rekaseich, that Afilu Rekarim Shevucha are Malayim Mitzvos Kariman, that even the most empty of the Jewish people are full of mitzvos like a rimon. So this guy, like a rimon, is full of seeds. Rimonim are not actually full of mitzvos, they're full of seeds. So they're full of mitzvos like a rimon is full of seeds. So this guy figured, you know, I'm a pretty empty person, but I still must have enough mitzvos. So he decided to put them on eBay to sell. So it became a popular topic at the time, whether that's a viable thing to do. So again, I don't remember if I ever gave it to him in a lecture on this, but in preparing the Daf Yomi recently, in Menachas Daf Ayin Beis, I came across this discussion once again. So I figured let's talk about this idea. Is it possible to sell your mitzvos or to sell your, I would think that more, sell your averos, or to buy, I don't know how you do it exactly, but to pay someone to take your averos, perhaps. Maybe you can make a shidduch with this fellow who wants to sell his mitzvos. Maybe he's willing to take our averos for us. I think eBay eventually took it down because you have to sell something, and it's a davar shelo b'liolam. They had a whole lamdus, so I think they took it down. Oh, shkai, thank you. So, let's start. How did I come across this? Because the Gemara in Maseches Menachos on Daf Ayin Beis tells us, based on the pasuk, "V'kala mincha," the pasuk says, "L'chol b'nei Aaron tia ishka achiv." Pasuk tells us that all the b'nei Aaron have to divide up the korban mincha. So the Gemara says, we learn from there that if, let's say, I get a chelek of a zevach, of an animal carbon, of some meat, and a chelek of a mincha. So here I have some meat and some bread, but I'm trying to become a vegetarian. I don't want to have any meat anymore. And you also get some meat and some bread, but you're on a no-carb diet. So we say, oh, a match made in heaven. I'll trade you, I'll give you my meat, you'll give me your bread, and everyone will be happy. Says the Gemara, no, you are not permitted to do that. It has to be divided evenly, it has to stay that way. You're not allowed to divide the karbanos in that way. Now, the Tosos Yeshanim in Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis writes that while you're not allowed to do that, what you are allowed to do is sell your chelek in a karban. If you were given meat and you're just not hungry, you have every right to sell your chelek in a karban to a different kohen. So the Avnei Nezer points out in the Tshuva and Evna Ezer in his Kiddushim L'Maseches Kiddushin Simin Tof Nun Aleph, that you see from that Tosos Yeshanim, who allows you to sell it, that the issur of being machlif, of trading one for the other, my mincha for your zevach, your mincha for my zevach, is not because you're not allowed to do schora with mamon gavoa. It's not because you're not allowed to do business with mamon gavoa, with kachim, because we see you're allowed to sell kachim. It must be a special gzeres hakasuv that you're just not allowed to do that. That you're just not allowed to trade the korbanos for each other. And the Avnei Nezer explains in greater detail, and he explains that the Torah was mezaked the kohanim to eat kachim mishulchan gavoa, but that does not mean that it fully belongs to them. They are very limited in what they can do with it. For example, they have to eat a petara, they have to eat it in the mikdash or in Yerushalayim, depending on the type of kachim we're talking about. There are limitations, and they're not allowed to trade it. Meaning, it's not totally theirs in the conventional sense. So from this Tosos Yeshanim, though, the Tosos Yeshanim that suggests that you're allowed to sell your chelek in the korban, even though there's a mitzvah of achilas hakorban, it emerges that a person is allowed to sell his mitzvos. Not in the sense that you're selling mitzvos that you've already done, but to sell your mitzvos that you have the ability to do. I have a zechiah to do a mitzvah. Let's say, for example, let's say you have a shul that's on a rotation to give aliyos to the Torah. So it's my turn in the rotation to get an aliyah to the Torah, but I could care less. I'd rather have some money so I can sell you my right to have an aliyah in the Torah. That's what it sounds like. And in fact, the Shilta Giborim Baba Kama Lamed Beis Amed Beis Oskim will suggest exactly that based on a Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Alvim Beis, where the Gemara Baba Kama tells us that someone who's tokef mitzvah mechavero. For example, the halacha is if someone does shchita on a chayo or oaf, what mitzvah has to be done immediately after shchita on a chayo or oaf? Kisei Adam. Good. Whose mitzvah is it? It's the shochet mitzvah. So let's say I shecht the chicken, and I'm about to do the kisei adam, and you jump in there, and you do the kisei adam. Yeah, well, now the blood is covered, so I can't do it anymore. You took my mitzvah away. So the Mishnah over there says, you're chayiv asora zehuvim. We quantify a value to the mitzvah. And that's what you got to pay. You have to pay asara zuvim. So says Shulta Givorim, apparently there is a quantifiable value to mitzvos, and mitzvos can be dealt with in that way. And he says that idea, though, the Shulta Givorim adds, that you're allowed to sell the mitzvah is only if you sell the mitzvah before you're mekayim the mitzvah. But once you've already been mekayim the mitzvah, well, then it's too late. Then you cannot sell the mitzvah anymore. In fact, in the Tziv, in Meshiv Davar, in Chela Gimel, Simon Yodalid, suggests that even when we say that you can sell a mitzvah, you still have the right to back out on it. Meaning it's unlike a regular sale where you're not allowed to back out of the sale. If I tell you, you know, I'm selling you the right to get the aliyah, I can then change my mind so long as the aliyah hasn't happened yet. So that's what the Netziv points out. However, the Prima Gadim in Yaradeya, Simon Chav Ches, where we discuss the din of Kisei Adam, writes that it's not right. The person is not supposed to sell his mitzvos. Emes Kinei V'Al Timkar, the Pasuk in Mishlei says. So you're not allowed to sell your mitzvos, but the Prima Gadim says, what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to be mechabed somebody else to do a mitzvah. Meaning, let's say, for example, I remember my first time visiting a chicken shechting place. So the shochtim, they do this all the time. Obviously, that's their job, right? They shech thousands of chickens a day, and they do kisui adam at the end. Like, it's not such a big deal for them. I had never done kisui adam, so they were mechabed me to do kisui adam. Wow, what an honor, very nice. They're allowed to do that. They're allowed to be mechabed somebody else. They're just not allowed to sell. They're not allowed to say, you know, oh, you want the mitzvah? $10, right? That's not right. They're not supposed to sell the mitzvahs, but to give it to me for free, ironically, they're allowed to do. So the most famous tshuva on this topic, by far, I think it's one of the only tshuvas on this topic, is a tshuva in the Meshiv Davar I just alluded to a second ago, in the Netziv, Chelek Gimel Simin Yodalid, where the Netziv has the following real life story that happened. There was a guy who was interested in acquiring extra zechuyos. So there are two ways you could do that. One is you could do more mitzvos, but the other way is you could find someone who's looking to sell zechuyos. So he wanted to find a really big tzaddik. So he found a guy with a long beard, it doesn't say all this, and I'm embellishing a little bit. Found a guy with a long beard, a long black coat, you know, very pious looking, shuckling a lot, you know, speaking in half English. Like, he was convinced this is the real deal, right? So he wanted to buy this fellow's mitzvahs, and what do you know, the fellow was more than happy to sell it, whatever the money was, $100,000, this fellow that was buying was a very rich man, $100,000, no problem, I'll sell you all my mitzvahs, the schar for all my mitzvahs. So he gives him a down payment of $50,000, but then he wants to investigate, is this guy really as big a tzaddik as I think he is? I don't know why he wasn't clued in by the fact that the fellow was willing to sell his mitzvahs, but, you know, he said, is this guy really as big a tzaddik as I think he is? So he went to a chacham gadol, and he asked the chacham, can you please do a she'elas chalom to find out if this guy that sold me his mitzvahs is really such a big tzaddik? So the Chacham does a She'elas Chalom, and he comes back, and the information that he has from a She'elas Chalom is that the guy who sold you his mitzvos is a regular guy. You know, he's a Jew. He's not a tzaddik, he's not a rasha, he's just a regular guy. So now this fellow, the buyer, feels like he was cheated. He was supposed to buy the mitzvos of a big tzaddik. So he goes to the Netziv and he asks the Netziv, can he back out on the deal and get his money back, get his down payment back, because he was not interested in buying the mitzvos of just a regular guy. So the Netziv writes a long, long tshuva. You would think, you know, something like this. It's a joke, right? The Netziv writes a long, long tshuva. And the Netziv, first of all, says, not right. You're not supposed to sell your mitzvos. And he says, the schar ruchani that you get from a mitzvah should not be traded for betza kesef, for a little extra money, like Rabbi Feiner likes to say, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omed, al kesef, al mamon v'al gelt. Right? People are sometimes they emphasize money a little too much. Not right. You're not supposed to do that. And he says, you know, who does things like that? Esav. Esav sold the Bukhara for Nazir Adashim, and the Torah is made about him. Vayivaz Esav as a Bukhara. It means that he totally disrespected the value of something ruchani like that. And someone who's daito yafo, maskel adavar, someone who's intelligent and who's thinking straight, understands that you cannot measure spiritual value, and certainly just to get some money, absolutely incorrect, inappropriate to do such a thing. He says it's like someone who the melech was mechabed him with a sign of kavod, and he sold that sign of kavod to someone else. That's a bizayon to the melech, you're not allowed to do that. But then the Nitziv says maybe there's a chilek to be made between Talmud Torah and other mitzvahs. How so? So the Nitziv points out, the schar for Talmud Torah is unlike the schar for other mitzvahs. Schar for mitzvahs in general, in Olam Haba, is you get an oneg ruchani, some spiritual enjoyment. And everyone could have oneg ruchani. That makes sense that one can acquire that, because, you know, it's something that we're all eligible for. Some people will have more of it, some less. But, says the Nitziv, you know what the schar for Talmud Torah is? Schar for Talmud Torah is that you get admitted into Yeshiva Shalmaila. And Yeshiva Shalmaila, you know, they have standards. It's like by Chachmei Lublin, you had to know 300 Black Gemara Bal Peh or something. So there's standards to Yeshiva Shalmaila. So, you know, like your Rebbeim told you, you ever hear, like, when you were younger, that the Olam Haba is the same for Tzadikim as Viz for Rishayim. It's a Shtender and a Gemara. And it's just for the Tzadikim, it's the greatest thing. And for the Rishayim, it's like the worst Gehenim. Right? That's the. So then it says, sort of, you know, for when you're admitted into the Yeshiva Shalmaila. But it says, totally inappropriate. By the way, the first version of that was a shtender, a gemara, and a cigarette, but we've since cut out the cigarette. We gotta go a coffee, some people say. Okay, so I don't think any of that is like authoritative, you know. But what was I saying? So it says, so to get admittance into Yeshiva Shalmaila, that's totally inappropriate for someone who doesn't actually deserve it. But then he says, you know what, whether it's mitzvos or whether it's Torah, even though it would make sense to transfer the schar of mitzvos, the kinyan isn't going to be chal anyway, for many reasons. First of all, it's a davar shlo b'liolam. So you're selling, and that kinyan is not chalan, because the schar is only going to come in the future. That's a gemara in Gittin, daf yud gimel on base. And he says another reason that it's not chal is because in Olam Hazeh, there's no mamoshos to schar of Olam Haba. We don't have anything with which to sell it. It's like selling the air of this room. You can't sell something that doesn't have mamashos. Even if it were ba'olam, it's not a davar mamashi. That's what the Nitziv writes. There is a tshuva also of Shlomo Kluger in the Tuvtam Vidas Madura Kama Simin Resh Yud Zayin, where Shlomo Kluger suggests the opposite svar of the Nitziv. He says, schar mitzvos, you definitely cannot sell, because the schar you get for mitzvos or for your mitzvos are for mitzvos that you did, and they're not yours to sell. You happen to have done mitzvos, you get that schar. Talmud Torah, he says, that maybe you can sell the schar of Talmud Torah. Why would the schar of Talmud Torah be different? What makes it more of your possession than the schar of mitzvos is your possession? What? Kinyana Torah, right? What is Pasuk? Ubitorah so. Yeah, Yom HaVelayla. The Gemara in Kiddushin Darshins, they have a Talmud Chacham Shemachal al Kvodo. Kvodo machol, you have the ability to mochel, you're covered. Why? Because Torah delayi. The Torah is his. You actually own your Torah. So the Rosh Hashanah Kluger suggests that maybe that you have the right to sell. And he says, after all, isn't that the entire yesod of what it talks about in Shulchan Aruch and Yardei Sim Reish Mem Vav, of the Yisachar Zvulun partnership, that the schar, half the schar of the Talmud Torah, is in fact being sold from one party to the other. So unclear whether it makes more sense with Talmud Torah or mitzvos, but either way, it seems that everyone agrees that it's totally inappropriate to do. Now, there is a story, I'm not sure if I believe it, but there's a story that's written up in a number of svarim about the Vilna Gaon, Now, one time, they couldn't find an esrog for Sukkot, and the Talmidei Agra were looking all over to be able to get their Rebbe an esrog for Sukkot. And then they finally found a beautiful Mehudar esrog, but the owner of the esrog was not interested in selling it, even for an exorbitant sum of money. He wasn't interested in giving it up. But then he said that when they told him, this is going to be an esrog that the Vilna Gaon is going to make a bracha on, so he said, I'll sell it to you, I'll give it to you even, as long as the schar mitzvah that the Gra gets for taking this esrog comes to me and not to him. And the shluchim, the Talmidei Agra, agreed to this. And when they told the Gra the Tanai, they were amazed because the Gra was super excited. Kol yamai hayisi mitzta'er, emasai ucha l'kayim mitzvah, shalo al manas l'kabel pras. I always wondered, when am I ever going to be able to do a mitzvah just completely for the sake of the mitzvah, not having in mind to do any reward? And now I have that possibility. This is quoted in the Sefer Pinos Habayis, and in the Tosefis to the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu, and in the Sefer Shalmei Toda. So it's quoted in a number of sources. So you have Chassidus Shemaislach about the Gra as well. So that's the story they tell about the Gra. Just another word about, what about selling Averos, or I guess paying someone to take your Averos. So Poskim discuss this as well. Amazing that people ask these questions. The Marsham in Chelek Gimel Siman Kuf Nun Aleph discusses whether the Kinyan works. He says, normally by Darkei HaKinyanim, whoever is Kona, whoever is buying something, gives Kesef to the person who is selling it for the object that he's buying. But over here, it's the opposite. The mocher is giving kesef so that the kona will agree to take it, because you're giving him something that's terrible and he doesn't want it. So you're paying him to take something. And he says it could be that such a thing does not work. He brings a raya that kinyan kesef doesn't work in the reverse, right, to pay someone to take something from a Tosfos Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, where Tosfos writes that Kinyan Kesef only works where the Mocher where the Mocher receives the Kesef, not where the Mocher gives the Kesef. So the Marsham says maybe this Mechiro can work, but not with Kesef. You need a Tekias Kaf, Situmta, something else. There's got to be some other form of Kinyan. But then, as far as the actual Inyan, the Marsham writes with absolute certainty that there's no possibility to sell your Averos to somebody else, and he brings a raya from Hashem's response to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi asher chateli emchenu misifri. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mecheni na misifricha, the Ramban explains, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, they sinned, I can't take it out on you, even if you want me to take it out on you. If they sinned, I have to take it out on them. There is no standing in their place to receive their onesh. And another raya he brings is from the Ramah in Yardeya Sim Reish Mem Vav Sif Aleph, that a person who is Mekayim HaMitzvah, or learnt a lot of Torah, is not able to sell those zuchiyos to somebody else. So you see, he says, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's an avera, it doesn't make sense that it could transfer from one person to the other. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger over there just adds that when you sell a mitzvah, even though the kona does not get any schar for it, but the kona loses, the mocher loses schar because he was mezalzel in the mitzvah. So it's a loss for everybody. If I'm going to sell the schar for my mitzvah, not only does the guy who buy it get a raw deal because he's not getting it, the guy who sold it now loses it because he was mezalzel in the mitzvah. But the Marsham says, you still have to remember that there is a concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. So it could be that they're maskim in Hashemayim, that if a person is mekabel arvus on himself, like a person who becomes an arev in dinei mamonos, that he's going to be the cosigner, he's going to take it on himself. So it could be that they're maskim in Hashemayim. If you agree, you know, sometimes someone's a chole or something, and someone says, I volunteer, I'm going to take all the yisurin that this person deserves on myself. Not a great idea to do, but it could be that they're maskim in Hashemayim sometimes that such a thing could happen. So that is a little bit about the issue of selling mitzvahs and averos. Bottom line is, there are no shortcuts. You want zechuyos, there's a simple way to do it. You work hard, you do a lot of mitzvahs, you learn a lot of Torah, and then hopefully, Bez Hashem, at the end of the day, we'll have what to show for it, Bez Hashem. Okay.